I believe Hallmark treats people right. We've got a couple really good leasing agents. We've got a maintenance staff that's every Tuesday or at a maintenance meeting on where they're going and what they're doing for the week, as well as a leasing meeting. We, you know, I was worried about this COVID and collections and how we're going to help people or how deep are our pockets, and they're paying. So knock on wood, everything seems to be going great.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast, your high-octane boost of full-on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hello, and welcome to the Get Real Podcast. This is Heather Marchant, and I am taking over the podcast again because on my travels, I have met with one of our favorite builders that we've ever worked with, Rocky Clark with R&R Construction. Welcome, Rocky.
How are you doing today?
Rocky is a favorite in our office, and we've worked together for, we've decided it's been well over 15 years, and Rocky's in high demand, so it never changes, Rocky. Always busy, right?
Yeah, very busy around here.
I'm just lucky he gave me a little bit of his time, because I told him his story is super cool, and I thought it would be a good perspective for a lot of our clients, but also, I have a lot of clients that follow this podcast, but also a lot of people that are looking at new construction versus rehab properties. Rocky does all new construction. You've done a couple of rehabs, right? But it's mostly been new construction?
We almost do 100% new construction.
Yeah.
Very, very, very seldom.
And you do a lot of new builds, like for single family, multifamily, right?
That's what we do. Yeah.
Okay. So, but it's custom from what I've seen. You're like a custom home builder more, right? Not like your cookie cutter.
No, we'll do spec houses as well as customs. Huh. We do 100 houses a year. So
okay,
we hit both avenues.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into construction, because I think that plays a part in your story. So go ahead.
Kind of married into it. My wife's father was a home builder. And I was in the distribution business, and the home building was just always in the background. And when I sold the distribution business, my son wanted to get in the home building business. We started up building houses. When we got married, my father-in-law kept saying rental properties is the way to go. And I tried it. We bought six, because being in the home building business, we found them right for the money. We leased them very fast at that time. This would have been early 2000s. And then collecting, I wasn't very good at it. Literally, I went to one that was behind a few months in rent. And I go there, and he opens the door, and there's a big screen TV, and his son's sitting there eating it. And he says he can't pay because he's got to have money to buy food for the family. And before I left, I wound up giving him $100 and walking off the front porch saying, I'm in the wrong business. And so I wasn't very good at collecting. So that's kind of what started us in the rental in the home building business.
So how long were you building before we started working together 15 years ago? Have you always built in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, in suburbs, Oklahoma City. Okay. We started building in 2000. Yes. And we had a big tornado that went through in 99, and there were a lot of lots available. So that's when we got started, and house business was good. We sold a lot of houses, and we didn't get into the rentals until about 2004, got out of the rentals in 2004. And Ron Phillips' brother, James, called us, and they were interested in buying some of the houses that we had built because we were in new construction. I'd probably had 10 or more people from out of state call, and just really wasn't interested because I didn't know about it. Mm. Didn't know about y'all guys. And James came by, and we liked him. Mm. And so I gave him a few houses, and he moved them. It was good for us. And I assume it was good for RP. And we went along for about 3 years doing it that way. And then the bust happened in 2007, and the selling for rentals kind of dried up.
Yeah. So tell us what the market was like here in that last turn in 2008. What did it do to your portfolio? Was there any difference?
Oh, yeah, it slowed down everything. We were blessed enough to have resources to here. It was probably 2007, 2009. It had slowed down. And interest rates started to move up. And for whatever reasons, there's a number of reasons that it slowed down, weathered it. And long about the latter part of 2009, things started picking up. And we still, we wanted to be in the rentals, and we would add a few each year. We've got quite a few of them now. And then long about 2013, late 13, early 14, Ron called, and he was looking for some properties, and he knew we had good properties, and because we had a good relationship before, and we've been doing it since.
Well, yeah. I think we've been a great match in a lot of ways, Rocky, but I think a lot of it has been your perspective on rental property is really matched with ours. So one thing that's great about your product, and after seeing it today, which was super cool, the quality of construction, from what I've seen and what you've told me, is it matches what you build on the retail side. Like, you're not, a lot of people will think, well, let's dumb down the finishes on a rental property versus the high-end finishes of a custom home.
No, and a lot of times, if we even start a rental, a house earmarked to be a rental, there's a probably better than 50% chance that it sells before we can put it in the rental market. And if somebody comes and says, hey, I want to buy this house, we say, okay. So there are times when every year we plan to add about 10 rentals to our portfolio. And by the time it's said and done, that could either be 0 to 2 or 3 or 4, depending on how the market is.
Yeah. I feel like we play a role in that a little bit, because I'll call you, Rocky, and say, hey, do you have any properties? Our clients are looking for Oklahoma City properties, and that you're usually really kind to give us something.
We do on some occasion. Right now, we don't have anything to give. And sometimes I'll have seller's remorse when I do it. Okay. You guys tend to be pretty good at what you do. And I gave you guys was it at the end of last year or the first of this year?
It was last year, yeah.
I gave them 8 just to see what our values, if the values I had for the houses were still good. And they sold 7 of the 8 the first week or 10 days I gave them to. And then I started having seller's remorse from doing it. So I think it helped her buy RP's customers. We made money, so it was fine, but we keep trying to add to our portfolio, and sometimes business just doesn't allow us to. It's too good.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing about your market. So Rocky is exclusively building in Oklahoma City greater area. I guess none of your properties that I've ever seen are in Oklahoma City, but
the surrounding suburbs.
Yeah, surrounding suburbs. So you have some really good, options in your surrounding area. So one thing that I've seen, and I'd love your perspective on this, and maybe it's more of a property management question, but you're having those higher end finishes and the not dumbing it down and having low quality construction, do you think that plays a part in longevity of your tenants at all?
I don't know. I know the answer to that question. To tell you the truth, we've been blessed and we have had good luck, but price is probably like 95 cents to $1 a square foot in rent rate. And we tend to get a clientele with a higher rent rate that's more stable and will be in that property at a longer time. I've walked away from deals on lower end houses, lower end rent rates in rougher neighborhoods. That's just not where I'm at. It's not where we care to go.
Yeah. I think that's why we've worked so well together over the years, is that we really feel the same way about rental property. What makes a good rental? We've seen, compared to other markets especially, but with your high-end construction, that your tenants, you get way more two-year leases than I see in other markets. So I would suspect it's because those people are buying a property that's more like a home they would want to buy and move into. You attract higher-end tenants, I feel like, from what I've seen. And I own one of your houses. In fact, I'm going to drive by it this evening, probably, which I'm really excited about. I've never seen it. But I feel like you also have tenants that take care of the property like it's their own. They seem to be a little more invested.
I agree with that. But through the property management company that we have, and we're in twice a year, I want to know how my properties, because I have a number of them. I want to know how they're treated, how they're kept. And we pretty much go in, take pictures, and we know what's going on and kind of have a relationship with the renters and, as well as the owners. But, that's just kind of our philosophy.
Yeah. I've seen that in how your property management company operates too. So tell us that story. How did you get into owning a management company? You mentioned, you know, the $100 bill, and I totally agree. I think that's a life lesson in a lot of ways, that you take your weaknesses and your strengths and you play on those a little bit. That if it's a weakness of yours to not be able to collect rent, but you want to be a landlord, then you got to have a third party to step in, right? So tell us a little bit about how that happened.
It's funny how the Lord works. I am awful at collecting. I didn't want to. I was out of it. And a friend of mine's health became bad, and he had a property management company, and he wanted me to keep his employees. This was, oh my gosh, years ago. I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. So I bought the property management company, and I'm just shaking my hand. Can't believe I did it. It turned out to be a really good thing. And I'm kind of like investors as well. I don't really want to know all the details. I want it handled right. And so the day-to-day work, I actually have my daughter-in-law, who is same as one of my daughters, actually is the property management company, and she is fantastic at what she does. And I look at some reports, but it's all done through them, and they do it the right way.
So I would love your perspective on this a little bit, Rocky. I can talk to Mandy a little bit, but what do you think has made your property management company so successful? Because it's a hard business. It's not an easy business, and you're not involved in the day to day, but maybe in the beginning you were a little more involved. What do you think makes it to be a successful thing where it's not a thorn in your side?
I believe Hallmark treats people right. We've got a couple really good leasing agents. We've got a maintenance staff that every Tuesday are at a maintenance meeting on where they're going and what they're doing for the week, as well as a leasing meeting. I was worried about this COVID and collections and how we're going to help people or how deep are our pockets, and they're paying. So knock on wood, everything seems to be going great.
We talked about that earlier today, Rocky, where I said, that's what we're seeing across all of our markets, that everyone's paying rent. With very few exceptions, right? Everyone's probably an overstatement, but by and large, right? Almost everyone's paying rent. So one thing that's different, I feel like, about working with your property management company versus others, I do feel like you guys have the core values at the center of your management company. So when you say we treat people right, I do see that in that you view tenants as people, and not just a tenant. Which kind of sounds crazy, Rocky, but I've worked with a lot of property managers, and I do feel like it has that different perspective. Would you agree, or am I just reading that wrong?
I'm not going to be one that is going to be a bad guy to a renter if they have hard times, but we have expectations that they follow up with the upkeep and what they're supposed to do, and if they have some problems, we want them to tell us the truth, and we'll work with them, and it seems to be as rule for success. We're happy.
I love that. I think that perspective is helpful for people to see from your side of things as someone who's building investment properties and who owns the management company And although you're not involved in the day-to-day, I know you get the general scope, because I don't know how many times I can ask you about what's going on in a development that you've sold, and you know the numbers, or you're real close. So even if you're not into the day-to-day, I know you know it, what's going on in the general, you know, general feel. So lastly, a couple things I want to talk about specifically to a builder working with like owner-occupied homes versus a builder working building investment properties. Can you talk to that about the difference, maybe the positives and negatives, not necessarily just RP Capital, although I know a lot of your experiences with us, but why would a builder want to work with investors? And maybe they don't.
Well, move inventory. There's times I've sold stuff. I've let you guys sell stuff that I wish I hadn't. There was times when I wish I'd sold some more. You don't know. It's just a weighing thing. But I've been very comfortable with what Ron, Heather, and their group has done. They're honorable. They're going to do what they say they're going to do. And like I said, I've turned down many, and I still get them. But I don't. If I have anything, I let RP have them. And so it's a good partnership.
Yeah, I think the matching core values for us helps a lot. One thing I have told clients in the past, and part of me wants to know if I'm right, Rocky, is that builders working with investors typically care about durability, rentability, right? Like your location, and not so much the finishes. Granted, you guys do that so well that maybe there's no difference. But that you don't have to deal with change orders, or I want the shutters to be this color or whatever. With an investor, it's pretty cut and dry. It's, is it going to rent, and are my tenants going to destroy the house? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, will the house hold up? And in the lower end houses, it tends to be a little bit rougher clientele. So we try to take the half a step up. Our belief is it keeps the properties in better shape. And with us in twice a year, we know if somebody doesn't have a dog and there's three dog molds there, yeah, there's probably a problem. And we will address it before it gets to be a bigger problem.
And then one other thought the perspective I guess I've thought of is selling to investors. The business, and you kind of alluded to this maybe, the business doesn't dry up, right? In a down economy, maybe you'll have buying slow down. But typically, as long as the loans are available, investors are always buying, right? So does that make a difference at all or not really?
You might know that better than I do. This is kind of, everybody's looking at it as slow economic right now. And at the end of the day, we're still selling houses and we're renting houses. Our vacancy's next to zero. I think we've got two or three or four of them and they're like 3 days old. So don't take it that's the way it's always is, but it's consistently been high in Oklahoma. It doesn't have big peaks or valleys. And right now the business is really good. And I guess from your standpoint, with interest rates so low, people are interested now.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to that. I know as a builder, it's attractive to me when I'm keeping them.
Yeah. We've worked with a couple of builders over the years that will say they just want to keep us in their back pocket. So that if there is a situation where they can't move inventory, they have another outlet rather than just listing stuff on the MLS. So I think that also makes a difference as well. And then I guess lastly, this is called the Get Real Podcast, Rocky. So we like to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So working with RP Capital, you being the seller, you've mentioned a couple things, but what has that been like for you working with us?
Well, I don't know if you call bad moving the product faster than I really want you to move it. I don't have any. You guys are up front. If y'all need to meet me halfway, or I need to meet you halfway. We've always done it. If it's, I don't know that we've ever had a product that we gave y'all that y'all didn't move. So I don't have any negatives to say. Ron, if I could think one, I'd tell it, but I can't think it.
Well, I really was trying to get one out of you, Rocky. I wasn't trying to fish for that. But I think it's good to have that perspective on working with a seller. And I told Ron, I said, hey, I'm going to be seeing Rocky, which I was super excited. I've worked with Rocky for 13 plus years. He's worked with Ron for longer than that. And I've never met him. But I feel like I said outside to him and his wife, I said, I feel like you're my work family, right? Like people that I work with on a day-to-day basis, or sometimes we work together every few months, but mm-hmm. but people that I respect. And Rocky is true to his word. He builds a solid product. He cares about people more than his bottom line. That is one thing I respect and always will respect mm-hmm. about you, Rocky, because that's what makes business more fun is the people, I feel like, in what I do on the client side. I love the people. And so I think that's, it makes it more enjoyable. So we appreciate working with you. So thank you.
Same. We appreciate you guys.
So that I wanted to give you guys a little perspective, a little unconventional without Ron here, but I couldn't pass it up where I was going to be in Rocky's hometown. And he's kind enough to house my family for the afternoon. They're all outside and Rocky's built this really cool family environment here with his kids and grandkids. And so my kids are in heaven playing at his house. So always welcoming. So as a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, please leave them in the comments. You're welcome to email us at invest@rpcinvest.com. And we're happy to get back to you on those questions or ideas for other future episodes. Please like us, share about us, and please leave us a written review in the podcast app. That would be awesome. So that's all for today, Rocky. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.